This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Lance Pride.
It's called a bill of complaint. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawsuit filed with the U.S. Supreme Court for President Trump's ongoing election challenge. Trump lawyer Jordan Sokolow on Newsmax TV explains the Supreme Court is involved now because it's state versus state.
The court didn't just take this and issue an order denying it or something like that, or maybe coming up with opinions later on tomorrow. They are requiring these four states to actively respond by Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern time to the allegations in this bill of complaint. And that's different than most court cases at the Supreme Court, because this is a case of original jurisdiction where the court has that original jurisdiction in the Constitution because it is state versus state.
We'll stay on top of this breaking development. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right or wrong, leadership's role in combating the China virus is wreaking havoc on the economy and Americans' ability to pay their rent. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Nearly 12 million renters owe an average of $5,800 in back rent and utilities by January. That's according to a new report from Moody's Analytics. But the financial pinch could get worse for those renters as the federal eviction moratorium expires at the end of the year. On top of this, many governors and mayors across the country have shut down major sectors of the economy, leaving millions unemployed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As of mid-2017, the number of U.S. renters stood at 43 million people in America. It's according to a Harvard University study. A Hawaiian Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing on Monday morning. The flight from Honolulu to Kahului turned around 20 minutes after taking off. Out of an abundance of caution, the crew elected to return the aircraft to Honolulu, the airline said. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A rare NFL game on Tuesday night saw the Baltimore Ravens hand the Dallas Cowboys their ninth loss of the season, 34-17. Just before the game, former Dallas wide receiver, now with Baltimore, Dez Bryant, tested positive for the China virus. Head coach John Harbaugh says the positive test left the team a man short.
It's a big challenge. You know, I mean, the timing of this thing is it's a crazy kind of a deal, but we'd already turned in our inactives, and then we were informed. Bear came down and told me that Dez had an inconclusive test, and they were retesting one of the quick tests they have, the MESA test, and we had to wait on that. And in the meantime, the league told us we would not be allowed to bring a different player up if he tested positive. But if he tested positive, that he wasn't going to be allowed to play. My understanding that they did all the contact tracing, all the procedures were followed as far as any other player is concerned. But then they came back out while we were on the field in pregame warmups and said that he had tested positive, and so he would not be allowed to play. And that's where we were at. So we played with a man short on that one.
Sunday, the Cowboys are at the Bengals. The Ravens will be in Cleveland for Monday Night Football. If you're looking for that new video card to step up your computer gaming experience, let's hope AMD's Radeon RX 6900 XT graphics card wasn't on your shortlist. It sold out within minutes of going online at 6 a.m. Pacific Tuesday. The $999 graphics card was tough to purchase during Tuesday's day one sales. Fans of AMD complained there were not enough of the cards built to meet the demands. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there to keep you in the flow of the know. Well, at last count, we've got over 1,000 signed affidavits, witness statements, at the penalty of perjury. James, how serious are these affidavits? Do they matter in the big scheme of things as far as this legal battle that we're going through right now regarding this last election?
Wait a minute, Bill. I mean, the media says there's no widespread evidence of fraud. How can you say that?
Yes. Well, I keep saying that.
Of course. No, it's quite serious.
Yeah.
Look, I think a turning point for the American people was this video.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about videos. It came from Georgia, and we found out that in the state of Georgia, they told us they had this plumbing emergency, that a pipe burst, and they said that they stopped.
Now maybe it's a urinal now. I don't know. It's just they come up with different stories.
Yeah, they said it was a toilet or urinal, but clearly they told everybody to go home. They got the observers out of there, and we have a video showing them pulling these large cases out that were under tables. And appear to have very large amounts of ballots in there. And that's when the statistically impossible counting took place in the middle of the night with no observers.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the public looks at that, and as we say in the legal world, that has an inference of fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And that if a lawyer were arguing to a jury, they would argue that that is evidence of fraud, and most juries in this country, if they were not, slanted juries,
mm-hmm.
They would see the fraud. And so what happened is big tech and corporate liars in the media started fact-checking. And I put that in quotes because what they do in terms of fact-checking, they go and talk to the corrupt officials in Georgia and ask them, was there fraud there? And the officials say no. Oh, and the other thing they did is focus on the witness who swore under penalty of perjury, used the word suitcases to describe the cases of ballots, and they said, well, they're not suitcases. And of course, everyone knows nobody was going on a trip. There wasn't clothes in there.
Right, exactly.
Of course, it wasn't suitcases. So they used many of the media outlets to say, see?
See, See, this is like wiretap. This is wiretapping and surveillance all over again, right? It's a word game that they're playing.
It's interesting you say fact checking.
You know, and fact checking, you know, in hockey is like fact blocking. That's what, in essence, that's what this is. It's not fact checking like you might think. It's fact blocking. Does that make sense?
Exactly right.
Right.
Okay. Fact blocking, and then it's labeling a factual video that's a smoking gun, labeling it as debunked. And then they repeat it over and over and over again that it's debunked, it's debunked. And every time someone on television, one of the talking heads on any of the mainstream outlets, including Fox News, brings up this video, they dutifully say it's debunked, which is a lie. And this has been a technique, of course, we've seen over and over again. But that video, I think, you know, it turned the head of a lot of people, a lot of rhinos, a lot of people and Republicans. And look, the bottom line is this idea that there's no widespread evidence is a flat lie.
Mm-hmm. That's what got us in this mess to begin with. They've been saying for decades there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud. Now here we have it, and even still, I mean, what is widespread? Is it a state, an entire state, and you know, multiple counties, or is it multiple states? What is widespread voter fraud, James?
All it has to be in terms of the presidential election is voter fraud sufficient to turn over the results in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada, and there are sufficient. If we do the math, the amount of evidence under sworn penalty of perjury, the numbers are more than enough, and it's very obvious. The corrupt cities that are in each of these states, Philadelphia, Detroit, Milwaukee, Atlanta, Phoenix, and Las Vegas, those cities have a machine in place with amoral people, in many cases funded by Mark Zuckerberg, with temporary workers who engaged in massive examples of fraud. And this, so I opened my piece on this. I said, think of a bank robbery, and there are armed robbers coming through the front doors with guns, which is a traditional robbery of a bank. But there's people coming in the back. There's a hacker on the computer hacking. Another one goes in the vault and starts substituting the money with counterfeit money. In other words, it's multiple crimes being committed at the same facility. This is what we're seeing. It's multiple crimes. That's why it's such a difficult case to focus in on. Because we hear the talk about votes counted twice, dead people voting, people who are unregistered voting, people underage voting, the kicking out the observers, the vote count machines being rigged. They pulled out all the stops, and they had to in order to get a guy who didn't run a campaign, who has brain problems, who they couldn't draw more than 1,000 people online to his Thanksgiving speech, to give that guy 80 million votes, a record number in American history. They had to pull out the stuff.
Yeah, it's a total fraud. There's no doubt. Yeah, exactly. Well, James, you know, all that being said, we were talking earlier this week with another one of our guests. This was so orchestrated that the similarities in Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, just go right down the list, Georgia, Pennsylvania. This was a concerted, organized effort, just like you said in this bank robbery. They didn't go in willy-nilly. They had an idea of what they wanted to do, and they worked every one of the cylinders of deception and fraud that they could work, did they not?
Absolutely, and here's the proof. All of America saw the proof. When Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia pretend to stop their counting, but secretly continue to count after people go to bed, that didn't happen by coincidence.
Right.
It all happened at the very same time.
Yeah, who made that phone call? Who made that phone call to do that?
Exactly. We know that was coordinated. And we also know the reason.
We got to go to break. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from James Hurston after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The Tide Ministry is partnering with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club program into the Muslim and Arab countries of the Middle East. The goal is to capture the attention of children through televised puppet shows. The puppets engage in drama and animated conversations that cover the apologetics of Christianity and explain the truth about Jesus in their own language without attacking other faiths. This enables children throughout the Middle East to hear of God's love and learn the basics of the Christian faith in a format that engages their attention. Ultimately, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their communities.
To learn more about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help children throughout the Middle East learn the truth about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with James Hurston, the New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst, continues. James, as you were saying, the reason that they panicked and had to shut everything down was Donald Trump exceeded estimations on their part of the number of votes he could get. And the only way that they could dilute that is by doing a sleight of hand trick. And it had to be coordinated, just as you said, because it just didn't happen in Pennsylvania. It just didn't happen in Georgia. It happened in these critical swing states where it needed to happen to make a difference. Because when you look at the regular numbers that happen in these other voting districts, just within the states, they followed a typical pattern, a voting pattern of years of research. Suddenly, though, peculiarly, these distinct districts, these voting districts, their numbers went off the charts.
Well, that's exactly right. And those voting districts that had the aforementioned cities, the corrupt cities, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Detroit, et cetera, the corrupt machines. And look, as I was saying, you know, that the, all of these states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia, they all stop or pretend to stop. Mm-hmm. They announce they're going to stop ballot counting. Never happened in American history. They all did it at almost the same time. That is an inference. That is evidence of coordination.
Mm-hmm.
And that I don't know if that's been argued, but that should be argued.
Well, it has been brought up, James, and they've suggested that supposedly there is a document out there, whether it's an email, maybe lost in Hillary's emails, God only knows. But there was an email that had all this strategy laid out for these Democratic poll watchers, what their jobs were, what they were to do, and when this was going to happen. So this was fully orchestrated. The challenge we have right now is we've got the video. If we could find that email, I mean, you know, to me, I think that becomes an added death nail into the Democrats' argument.
Oh, absolutely. No, let me give you a good example. In Wisconsin, they stopped, in parentheses, in quotes, they stopped counting. Then this massive dump of ballots came in. 170,000 votes. They came in all at once. That is 5% of the state's total. It is 17 times any group of ballots that has ever come in Wisconsin history. And in just instantaneously, practically, Biden went from 170,000 votes behind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, from about 100,000 votes behind, to taking a little small lead, which is exactly the pattern that happened in every single battleground state.
Yeah.
Shut down in one of the other states. There were 16 dumps that took place in a relatively short period of time. And we have these impossible, statistically impossible numbers that all kind of go towards Biden. And in many cases, we have witnesses that say that there were ballots where there was no downvotes. In other words, it was only
for the president
because they
exactly
were rushing.
Right.
And
yes,
so a true examination would yield, these ballots being struck. But one of the things that we've always talked about this, in the age of Trump is the age of revelation.
Mm-hmm.
We now know that we have corrupt Republicans in charge of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Governor Kemp is corrupt. We know that the Secretary of State there is corrupt. We don't know exactly why,
mm-hmm,
but they are continuing to enable this cheat mechanism to go forward, even in the January 5th runoff.
Exactly.
This is... It's just something, and Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell, to John the Baptist, are railing out there, being attacked right and left.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying desperately to go every direction to get Kemp and, what's his name, Raffensperger,
right,
to do something so that the Senate runoff will be legitimate. But if they keep the same mechanism in place, they'll do the cheat again.
And exactly,
they did a fake recount in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my analogy of a bank robber where one of the guys goes into the vault and replaces the money with counterfeit money. They say, well, we better count the money. And then they go in and count the counterfeit money.
Yeah, right,
that's exactly what happened in Georgia. Mm-hmm. They're counting the fake votes without checking the signatures, without checking whether those are legitimate votes, the chain of custody, et cetera.
Right.
You know, in Nevada.
You see, that, and that is, that's so key, James. Even the mainstream media is not reporting on this, that issue of chain of custody. You understand this. You teach about this. So, you know, that is so critical. And the chain of custody has been so compromised and poisoned. How do you believe it? And I tell you, I am shocked that Pennsylvania went ahead and legitimized this big lie, especially even just on the report alone of that UPS driver moving over 100,000 ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. What was all that about?
Yeah, it was actually 44 pallets, which would be 288,000 ballots. He was a subcontractor working for the U.S. Postal Service. He was towing a trailer with this stuff in it. And when he made his delivery in Pennsylvania, he testified that his trailer mysteriously disappeared.
Mm, yes.
I mean, this is it's just unbelievable. But there's no evidence. The media is that and there's nothing to investigate. You know, there's nothing there. So it's just this is an act of war being conducted on the United States of America by its own citizens.
You point out, James, appropriately so, is that this is a cabal for, you know, that involves a lot of people. This isn't, you know, just the Democrats. It's the Republicans. It's the media. It's big tech. You know, it's Mark Zuckerberg, it's Dorsey. I mean, just go right on down the line. You know, Soros, the communists. And I mean, I'm not talking about chasing windmills here. I mean, there is clear evidence the Chinese were involved with this. And look what this country went through at the mere suggestion and a lying dossier that came out of Hillary Clinton's camp about Donald Trump. But yet, you know, we're going to go through this and just with our eyes closed and holding our nose and accept that Joe Biden's going to become the 46th president. I thought it was quite telling the other day when Chris Wallace was interviewing Senator Cassidy, and Cassidy referred to him as Vice President Biden. And Wallace was very insistent, several times insisting he is the president-elect, Senator. He is the president-elect. He is the president-elect. I mean, you know, you just can't wait for the truth to really come out and to all these liars and the lies that they put out there for them to be fully exposed, James.
Oh, they must be fully exposed. This cannot be successful. I mean, it's emboldened the draconian authoritarian politicians like the state I'm in. It's emboldened Newsom to commit a lockdown fraud. He is locking down this state, stay-at-home orders, using a metric based on emergency room numbers. Mm-hmm. But his percentages are the normal percentages that always occur. He's using those as a trigger point to lock us down. It's very clear that it was a pretext, and it's very clear that this is a power play, and that here in California, we're having our liberties taken away for a fabricated metric.
Yeah, we've got to leave it there and put a wrap on it until next week. James Herzen, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst. Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House sent a new coronavirus stimulus proposal to House Democrats Tuesday as negotiations between congressional leaders continue. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin delivered the $916 billion proposal, which is larger than the $908 billion framework offered up by a bipartisan group of lawmakers earlier this week. It also contains a $600 direct payment, something that more Republicans are supporting. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is one, and he tells News Nation that many Americans are still struggling, even if they're still able to work.
I've talked to the president about this issue multiple times now in the last few days, and I can say with a great deal of confidence that I believe he supports direct payments. You've got a lot of working people who have jobs, but their hours are reduced. They've taken pay cuts, but they've got kids at home because of COVID distance learning. Those folks need relief, and I think that ought to be the centerpiece of any COVID relief effort.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
And she's been keeping her eyes on Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, for obvious reasons. We still don't know what were in the suitcases. You know, the questions still abound as to what happened with the election process in Georgia. But Jenny Beth Martin, it looks like the state is going to hold to the same systems that came up, you know, giving us a fraudulent count or at least suspicion of voter fraud, and they're going to utilize that for the January 5th special election?
That is correct. It's very frustrating, but they are not making any changes, and the governor is not calling in a special session, and we are going to, I'm very concerned about how the January 5th special election winds up playing out, because we know for certain there were violations of Georgia law in the November 5th election. Over 30 different laws were violated.
What did they find in those suitcases? You know, jujubes or what was it, Hershey bars or something like that? Or were they ballots? Did we ever get any answers to that?
They say they are ballots that were properly scanned, but the big problem here, Bill, is that, and I do want to say the suitcases themselves are ballots in Georgia this election cycle are stored in suitcases like Pelican hard case boxes with wheels. So that part isn't surprising, but the thing is, they told everyone to leave. They told the media
right.
to leave. They told the observers to leave. They told the poll watchers and monitors to leave. And according to Georgia law, when you're canvassing votes, you are required to allow the public to observe. And they told them to leave. The media, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Marietta Daily Journal, ABC National News, and more all reported they were going to quit counting at 10:30 p.m. in Fulton County, Georgia, and they did not. And that video clearly shows they did not. Mm-hmm. And when the Secretary of State comes back and says, oh, it's all fine, everything was is done exactly as it should be, and it was done properly, then my question is, so is that what all the counties are doing? Are they all saying they're going to quit counting and kick the public out and continue? And
right.
Do you think that is okay? Do you think that is acceptable? It's simply not.
Well, the voters in Georgia need to remember this loud and clear, whether it is with the governor or the lieutenant governor, the answers, the spurious answers that they put out there, in my humble opinion, disqualifies them for public office. Now, either they are, if there isn't a repeal campaign, then they certainly should not be reelected into office next year and should never, ever be considered for office ever again, because something smells terribly wrong here, Jenny Beth, on its face, is that, you know, why did Georgia go with these Dominion voting machines to begin with? I mean, when you go back to the very root, I mean, this thing was set up probably, if the truth be known, somewhere 18, 24 months earlier, this great cabal that has taken place, because what seems to be consistent in all this is the consistency of the way this fraud worked. I mean, let's stop the voting. I mean, who made the call? Where did it come from? Did it come from China? Did it come from New York? Or where is it? Where was Central Command to orchestrate this cabal that told all these voting stations or told these critical voting stations to stop the count so that they could make some adjustments with the software of the Dominion voting systems?
Yeah, I can't answer where the call came from. We don't know that. And that's part of the problem. We just don't know. I believe that the reason that they have Dominion is because of a lawsuit that happened last year, and they or at some point there was a lawsuit, and in the lawsuit they decided to change the election equipment. Mm-hmm. And knowing what I know now, I just sit there wondering why in the world are we doing this rather than doing bubble sheets that you fill in with a pen and you run
right.
through a Scantron machine. If it can work in Florida and it can work for the SAT and the LSAT and the ACT, it mm-hmm. certainly could work for our elections. We're spending so much money on a system that has flaws in it, and it's prone to human error.
And you're going into a special election that is so critical for two critical Senate seats, and you're saying, okay, we have so much confidence in this system in the face of all these irregularities and the evidence that is put forth, and you're still going to utilize that same process once again for this critical Senate election?
Yes, and it makes no sense to me whatsoever. And listen, in the suit that the president filed in Georgia, the campaign or the lawsuit itself alleges that there were over 2,500 felons who voted, over 66,000 underage voters, 2,423 votes from people who were not registered, 1,043 individuals registered at P.O. boxes.
Mm.
You can't live in a post yeah. office box.
Right. Well, they even, speaking of you can't live, you got people that are dead in voting.
Yes, we do. Now, we did not have as many dead people voting in Georgia, but we had 4,900 individuals who voted in Georgia after registering in another state to vote. 395 people who voted in two states, 15,700 people who moved out of state before the election, and between 30 to 40,000 absentee ballots lacking the proper signature verification, matching and verification. It over 30 laws, and the suit includes affidavits. So when the governor, the lieutenant governor, or the secretary of state say that they have not seen any evidence, well, maybe until Friday, the governor and the lieutenant governor had not seen evidence. That's not true for the secretary of state. Perhaps
yes.
they just had it, but since Friday, I know that the governor has had this lawsuit. He's had the complaint with all the affidavits since Friday afternoon. And he can no longer say that. If he is saying that, he's just not reading and not paying attention to what's in front of his eyes.
Mm-hmm. Well, our liberties and our freedoms demand courage, Jenny Beth. And this is the clarion call that I'm hearing from coast to coast, and particularly in these battleground states where, you know, these obvious descriptions have taken place. Whether or not they want to say it's evidence, I mean, you've got thousands of people, you know, with an affidavit, hand up, vowing to tell the whole truth, nothing but putting themselves in legal jeopardy, you know, witnessing what it is that they saw during this whole process in these various states. This is evidence. And of course, the media says, well, where is the evidence? And I say to the media, where are you? You're missing in action. I mean, the very question I asked you, it's unfair to ask you or ask the President of the United States or any citizen. It's a question that needs to be posed to the media. Where is the media in all this? I mean, they're free and fair, supposedly, but the reason that they have First Amendment covering is they're supposed to do the job. They are supposed to be, you know, supporters of our democracy, not participants in a cabal that undermines the very things that we believe in that are noted in our U.S. Constitution, Jenny Beth.
You are completely correct, and it doesn't matter that you're right, because that is still how they are acting. They are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they're just sitting there being participants in what I would call a cover-up at this point.
Well, Tea Party Patriots Action has been all about action. And if we ever needed to activate the citizenry, it is now. The states need to be stormed. The state steps across this country, particularly in Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, you know, these areas that have been noted and have been reported to have clear voter fraud activity. The citizens of that area, and we have to join in, I believe, all the other attorney generals across the country have to join in with that lawsuit that Texas has put forth, because if Texas is affected, we're all affected. And they brought up a clear point that voter fraud in any one state is voter fraud in all states, is it not?
It is, especially when you're dealing with president, because it cancels, every illegal vote cancels that one American legal vote.
Well, Jenny Beth, how can they get involved?
The best way to get involved is to go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Write your state legislators, your congressmen, your senators, let them know that you will not stand for this.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. With the holidays coming up, online shopping offers convenience, an easy way to avoid crowds, plus many ways to earn rewards. Bank of America Rewards Executive John Sellers shares tips for the season.
First, sign up for loyalty programs at your favorite retailers. Many offer perks like early access to sales and free shipping. Second, check for special deals from your bank and pay with a rewards credit card. Finally, enroll in banking rewards to maximize your cash back. For example, the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card offers 3% cash back on your choice of 6 spending categories, including online shopping. We also offer Bank Ameri-Deals as a way for cardholders to earn bonus cash back at many online retailers. Finally, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides our members with a bonus of 25 to 75% on their credit card rewards, which can mean up to 5.25% cash back with the cash rewards card.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Rick Manning joins us now. He is, of course, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So you just got back from Arizona in the midst to see up close and personal what's going on, you know, with the situation here. Gosh, I'll tell you, it seems like the clock is running. Are we going to be able to do something here, Rick?
You know, I can't tell you anything's guaranteed. I think the most likely thing that's going to have an impact, at least get us to the Supreme Court, is the Texas lawsuit, which I understand a number of other states are joining.
I was going to say that's what needs to be done. Is the states need to pigpile on that. On that effort, you know, being led by Texas, I agree, because it seems like the Supreme Court, which I was surprised on the Pennsylvania case, that they blinked on that.
Well, the Pennsylvania case is basically dealing with the same issues as the Texas case, but the Texas case is broader because it includes other states. Mm-hmm. So I believe that what happened is they decided to not do an emergency appeal on Pennsylvania because they're taking up Texas and they cover same ground. Mm-hmm. And then if the Texas case depends on how it goes, they leave it open to take on the Pennsylvania case to determine specifically whether the governor of Pennsylvania could in fact change the election law at the very end and to advantage one candidate. I think that's the order and why they didn't actually dismiss or not take the Pennsylvania case. They didn't take it as an emergency appeal.
Oh, okay. So it's just on the issue of appeal only. So in a sense, it still lives.
It still lives and it can be dealt with. It may become moot if the Texas case goes the way we hope it will, because effectively they cover some of the same issues. There's some specific things in the Pennsylvania case that the court may want to deal with separately, and so they've left themselves the option to do that. But the need to do it as an emergency is basically overrun by the Texas case, which deals with four states, along with many of the same issues at stake.
Well, it's interesting because with the four states, and what we've been reporting on here, Rick, is the fact that there seems to be so many similarities. I mean, this is an orchestrated, fraudulent event that took place in these states that seems uncanny. I believe somebody had mentioned at some point that there was an email out there that basically had the, was more or less the operational manual for all this. And I haven't heard of anybody actually getting their hands on it, but it seems that something like this to occur it had to be in paper. It had to be written down, and it's out there somewhere.
Well, one would think. I think one of the things that we have to remember is Joe Biden had 1,600 attorneys that he had on board back in June and July, mm-hmm. who were in fact dealing with election law and how to deal with the elections. Mm-hmm. Now they weren't just sitting there waiting to do challenges after the fact, which apparently is what the Trump attorneys were doing. Mm-hmm. No, they were constructing, in my estimation, they were creating the environments where governors would take emergency action based on COVID, mm-hmm. and writing the justifications, and were ready to defend those justifications because they knew in advance exactly what was going to be done, mm-hmm. and so since they knew that, it was easier to defend. And that is so it's the lesson in terms of legally being a legal eagle on this. Mm-hmm. It would be to prepare if right. you are, you know, and. The fact is, it did not appear that the Trump team was very much prepared for what happened. And as a result, the other side had the upper hand in terms of lawfare game early on. I think this Texas suit changes everything because it puts in the Supreme Court. And essentially, if the Supreme Court says, no, there's no case here, well, then we go back and we say, okay, well, there's nothing that really can be done. There might be some scrambling, but by and large, at that point, it's done. But I think this gives the Supreme Court needs to step up and stand for real elections and stand for fair elections. And that's the challenge here. And as you said at the beginning, any attorney general, any state attorney general needs to be beaten up if they don't get on this lawsuit. Mm-hmm. This lawsuit is about whether the votes in places like Idaho and Utah and Wyoming and you know, Alabama and South Carolina and Louisiana, whether the votes in those states count. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, if one side can change the elections in the middle of the game and can cheat, they penalize every single state, every single voter in every single state who followed the elections by the rules as written. Mm-hmm. And that's not right.
Well, the ramifications of this is immense. And you're already feeling it in terms of the psychological damage. And, you know, here you've got potentially, you know, 46th president, incoming president, who you know, pledges to unite the country. That I don't know how that's doable when, you know, half of the country believes that voter fraud was so rampant and the only way that he got into office is because he cheated to win.
Yeah, well, I know one place out in Arizona is uniting a lot of people, uniting mm-hmm. them against the governor who won't stand up against this, Republican governor, Doug Ducey, won't stand yes. up against this, uniting them against the Republican attorney general who's basically sitting on his hands, and really uniting them against the Maricopa County, which is Phoenix, mm-hmm. Board of Supervisors, which is Republican run, who essentially are too afraid to do anything. Mm-hmm. And it's get right down to it. You know, people who used to just sit back and say, okay, that's the way it goes. Those people are no longer doing that.
Exactly.
They're standing
mm-hmm.
up and saying, I expect my elected representatives to stand up and fight. And what was so great about that Arizona event was there were in excess of 20 state legislators who were there in the middle of, you know, late afternoon mm-hmm. At the state capitol, demanding and impassioned tones that you never hear legislators talk in, impassioned tones, demanding that the state take a look at what happened in Maricopa County, that they get a full forensic audit to make certain that the election vote wasn't stolen and the election wasn't stolen in Arizona. It was extraordinary. I was just, I was in awe and so inspired that so many people were standing up for freedom, Bill. You know, out of all the frustration and everything, you know, in D.C. you sit there and kind of sometimes you wonder if you're just talking to yourself. Mm-hmm. But hearing real people just eloquently getting up and talking about what the country means to them
yes.
was so overwhelming. A couple of times it brought me to tears. It truly was wow. just amazing.
Well, and this is happening across the country, Rick. I mean, we've got a bus tour right now. Amy Kramer, formerly with the Tea Party mm-hmm. Patriots, is leading a group. And she led this group along with Stop the Steal to D.C. Last month, where we had over 1.4 million people. That's the count, not the thousands of people the mainstream media wants to believe. It was well over a million people, and they're going to be meeting there, I believe, next week. Once again in D.C. and get ready for an incredible throng. So this passion that we saw that really, in a sense, has been an extension of a Trump campaign. And, you know, and I think of Arizona. Arizona was where they had that 96 mile car parade for Donald Trump in Arizona.
Yep.
What does that tell you?
It tells you the people of Arizona care, and this is around the country, as you said.
Yes.
Amy Kramer's doing the event. I think it's on the 12th, but I might be wrong.
Right, no, it's the 12th.
In D.C. And people are going to come to D.C. and they're going to demand that the legislators stand up and say no. Because here's what can happen, and I don't want to take too much time on this, but in Congress, they have to affirm, even if the Electoral College votes, or when the Electoral College votes, they have to affirm that vote. And those votes can be challenged.
Yeah.
And the objective, now, the fact is challengers typically lose, because you have to have both houses agree to the challenge. But if the state say, we're not sending any certified electors, if the state legislators stand up and say that, then there's a fight that goes on in Congress as to whether or not those electors get counted. And that's the difference between who's president and who's not president.
Exactly.
So this is not over. It's time for people to just, you know, the Constitution is written by very smart people, and they anticipated this. And it's not easy. The media tells you it's over. They give you bad information, by and large. The fact is there is a pathway forward, and it's important to stand for voter integrity, because if we can't depend on the votes actually being counted the right way or being stolen because people choose to fix one set of ballots and not fix another set of ballots based on who they voted for, if we can't depend on the election integrity, then the very core of our country, one of the pillars of our country, gets pulled out. And very, very little else works after that. So we have to get this election right. And we have a right to demand that their elected officials jump into the fray. If your elected officials aren't in the fray, get all over them. Jump
exactly.
all over them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the fact of the matter is democracy requires courage and action. You know, that's why it starts our document. Most important document starts with we the people. I mean, in a sense, that is an action phrase in and of itself. It puts the responsibility of our government upon the shoulders of the people. We cannot blame Nancy Pelosi. You can't blame Eric Swalwell and any Chinese connection or whatever that's coming up. We look at the man and the woman in the mirror and say, look, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to us. And this mass voter fraud that seems to be quite evident for everyday citizens looking at this, Rick, I mean, this, you know, we've got to say something. We cannot allow this can to be kicked up the road any further, can we?
No, and politicians need to know that now's the moment.
Yes.
There's no longer time for it to be silent. Anybody who's silent on this is complicit and accepts it. And that is and quite honestly, you know, let's take a look. If they can make a case that shutting people out in Philadelphia, that if they can make a case that hiding ballots until people are gone and so they can open up secret ballots in Atlanta, they can make the case that that's legit, and then they should make that case. But the truth of the matter is the burden of proof is now on the election officials in those states.
Excellent point. We got to leave it there. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, right here. Rick, thank you so much. Have a great day, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated?